This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
Just getting over here a little bit. That gasser you dropped about 3 minutes ago.
Good.
The tail end is just getting over here.
Oh, the humanity.
Fucking hell. Hi, everybody. It's TGO Radio.
Hi.
Recording on Wednesday, May 13th. As Brian inches closer and closer to losing his house.
What's going to happen first? Brian gets a job or Brian loses the house?
I think it's a foot race. I got to call him tomorrow and find out.
How about you get a job repossessing houses?
Now that's what I'm going to say to the woman when I talk to him tomorrow. Like, hey, listen.
Listen, you need somebody to come over here and repossess this house. And I happen to know,
somebody
that's available.
Yep. I know a guy. I work cheap, too.
It's only going to cost you one house.
Keep me under a roof. Next Tuesday will be 5 months since I've been out of work. That's a long time.
Is that your longest stretch?
I was almost 6 months on the dot. Let's see, I got fired from downtown.
Dune Tune. Dune,
I almost did it too. Dune Tune.
Dune Tune.
In August, and then I mid August, and got a job in early March.
Yeah. Okay.
So that was a long time, and not for looking. I mean, it's, you know.
Oh no, shit! You've been fucking beating the fucking pavement.
You know what I got to say too, which I kind of joked about on the show a few weeks ago, but what I've been doing. Is I've been feeding my resume through AI for most of the jobs I'm applying to retool it to the job description. It's working because I'm getting a lot more calls and things for interviews. So
good.
I wish I'd done that back in January, but it didn't occur to me. So that's that.
Well, good.
That part of it's working.
Glad that part's fucking working. Yeah. At least something's fucking working.
I tell you, there is something that happens to you, though. You get awful used to sitting around. And I bet that first week or two when I finally do go back to work is going to be tough. tough sled.
Oh, that's going to be a pain in the ass,
oh,
man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Fucking nap whenever you want and fucking eat whenever you want and fucking, oh, boy, buddy. Yeah. I get awful used to that freedom. And then, yeah, we'd like to have you here between, you know, 8 to 8. God damn.
Fucking 8 o'clock.
Fucking today I rolled over at 9:45 after I fed
Jesus.
Sophie.
Nice.
Oh, it's a good beverage. God, you know.
Is it a straight-up Coke?
Yeah. It's the leaded. And I'll tell you, the Coca-Cola people really have it figured out.
Oh,
I mean,
they do. Yeah, yeah.
Wow, man.
A, that's a tasty beverage.
It is a taste. It's a tasty beverage.
This is a tasty beverage.
My girlfriend is a vegetarian, which pretty much means I'm a vegetarian,
pretty
too.
Much makes me a vegetarian, too.
Man. Hey, so this is the way things kind of happen sometimes. This is, we have now crossed, this is year 22.
Jesus Christ.
Of the show. And as it happens, this is episode number 400.
The one we're recording right now is 400.
Yes.
No shit.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
That is correct.
Wow.
So let's see here. I wrote some notes down on the 400. Episode 1, Season 1, it's recorded May 11th, 2005.
Okay.
God. Okay. From there, it was a foot race to episode number 50.
To 50?
To 50. Which was recorded Season 4, Episode 22, November 18th, 2010. Plus 5.5 years.
It took us five and a half years
to get from 1 to 50. Yeah. Yep.
Wow.
And from there, it was a jaunty halloo to episode number 100.
Yeah.
Season 8, episode 19, recorded on July 6th, 2014. That was a mere 3 years and 8 months.
Okay. Well, all right. We improved.
For the next 50. So
we improved.
Then we're off to the races.
Oh, that fucking throttle down, baby.
I mean, you couldn't. We had to be forced to slow down by some federal legislation. I remember that much about it. Episode 150, 4 years and 3 months later. Season 11, episode 16, October of 2018.
Jesus.
Uh-huh. From there, it was 2 years and 8 months to episode number 200.
Wow. Damn.
And then we started going to the races then, because you get to about January of 2023, and that's when we started doing every
week.
That's
when we, yeah.
So we've been a year and change for
now,
50 for every.
I'm assuming you count 400 episodes. Those are all the worst ofs and stuff that you put together?
No. Anything.
Really?
Yeah. So anything that's worst of, or anything that's a
compilation,
or,
yeah, best, yeah,
does not count. It's
wow.
Those are 400 original episodes. It was 1,094 weeks from May 11th, 2025 to May 1st, 2026. Assuming we'd stayed on the same,
God, fuck you.
Assuming we stayed on the same model. This would be episode number 948.
Well, no. Now, wait a minute. If we'd have stayed with the same model we started with, this would be episode 55.
I mean, the current model, but yeah. Now, we do take, you know, 12 weeks off at the end of the year.
Yeah.
And that, so, I mean, so we don't have 52 new episodes a year no matter what. So it takes a year and some change to get 50 knocked out. But it's a year and 7 months, year and a month and a half, you know. So we recorded our 350th on April 2nd last year.
Okay.
So it's about a year and a month.
Yeah, all right.
Or so, you know.
Sure.
So, yeah, should be 948. But it's 400. So. Yeah.
Well.
It's TGO Radio by the numbers. And then someone would say to us rightly, how can you say that you are one of the longest running podcasts ever when you only have 400 episodes in 21 years, to which I would say, one, shut up.
Go fuck yourself.
Right. Two, there used to be 3 years between episodes of Sopranos, too.
I mean, yeah, right.
But that was still going. That was still a running concern.
Don't give them any fucking grief. Exactly. Go fuck yourself.
Exactly. So
stupid.
I saw a video the other day. It's my new favorite turn of phrase. And I've heard it a few times. But I saw a video the other day of this girl. She's probably 22 or 23. And she goes, it was some TikTok. And she goes, I got an interview from Monday. You can suck my dick and balls from the back. I said, well, that's very funny.
You can suck my dick and balls from the back.
She was pumped up, man.
But, yeah, I guess so.
Suck it from the back. I'd have to lose about 70 pounds before he attempted to suck my dick and balls from the back.
I got to get to it in the front first.
Not unless I'm fucking spread asunder.
Spread asunder. Mm. Wow. Whew.
I mean,
tickled.
I mean, buddy. Woo. Like a gymnast,
fucking,
I'd have to have
fucking
separate.
hips out of joint.
Yeah, no kidding, hips out of joint. I'd have to be anchored against a countertop or something or an island.
Cock stretched tight fucking, across your fucking ass crack.
Tight, the tightest cock stretch. The tightest possible cock stretch. It couldn't be. Buddy.
If the tightest possible cock stretch is not the title of this show.
I don't know. I'm looking at Torn Asunder.
Well, that, yeah, okay.
Every week I send Jeff a list of like five things it could be. I've been letting Jeff pick the last few weeks. That's good business there. It keeps me out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. What's the less decision making I can make?
What number episode is this for this year?
15.
Yeah, so the title of this show, for me, if I had to do it, was episode 15.
Yeah, we should probably. You know, we've never repeated ourselves on the title either. When I was doing the episode guides during the last year's break.
Yeah.
We've not repeated it.
No. Why would we?
Well, even by accident, we haven't repeated it.
Yeah. We're too good.
But if we had 948 episodes, there'd be some fucking...
Yeah, there might be.
There'd be some repetition there on the back end.
It's smart. That's why you keep it low. Yeah.
That's right. Keep them wanting more.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
you know.
Can't give them too much.
No. No, because then they start expecting...
Exactly.
...quality and, you know, can't be that.
Can't be that. Cannot be fucking quality.
Mm. I'm sorry, that's a tasty beverage. Lord, I apologize. Oh. Golly. Ooh, buddy, I'm going to fart.
Yeah?
And it's going to be brutal.
Yeah?
Yeah. Went to Staples today.
I was driving when I got your last,
oh, did you?
Last text. I just had a fucking laugh. Because, of course, when I'm driving, I have to hit the play, and it reads it to me out loud.
Oh, nice.
It's even better. I don't know why that makes it so funny, but fucking old guy didn't break wind. That's just how they smell,
buddy.
Dude.
No, I heard it. I heard something. If that guy didn't rip ass, blah, 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 I'm not blah. Sitting here. So I get the Staples to print out the news because I don't have a printer in my house because it's 2026. But if this show is going to continue, even if it's two or three more years, it would behoove me to buy
it
one.
Probably would. Have you never had a printer?
No,
in your
no.
Home?
I had one for years. It was great. It's wireless. Worked off the Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Had a scanner in it, and I've
beautiful.
One move, and it one of my moves that quit working.
Yeah.
So, uh oh. But oh god damn. So I show up at Staples today, and I go. There's two printers, and you can use a USB. You can plug the USB in and print from the USB, okay? One printer is shut down, and the other printer has got a guy who, estimating conservatively, was about 316 years old. And he is manually...
I'm trying to use the ditto machine. Give me a moment.
Well, I'm surprised he did what he did, because he was taking each sheet individually, placing it on the glass, and hitting them.
Are you serious?
I thought... No, he could have fed them in the top.
He couldn't put it in the auto feeder?
Buddy?
How are you not in jail? Well, I'd have fucking clubbed him like a baby seal.
So I look at I go, okay, it's 11:45 now. Or no, it's 12:45 now. I want to leave in about an hour.
What's a copy of War and Peace? The unabridged version.
So I look at my phone and I go, okay, that's, I got an hour. Like, it's all right. But as I watch him shuffle in between and do each page individually, I text Jeff and I go, this guy's 113 and I want to fucking kill him. I want to kill him. And then so I end up sitting there. And I swear to you, 30 seconds after I text you that first message, the guy rips ass. I swear to you.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And I don't know what it is about getting older, but old guys just fucking fart as a matter of course.
Oh, yeah, you don't give a fuck.
They just fucking fart.
Yeah. Yep.
Walking around.
Get to walking farts. Yep. Fuck, I got to be embarrassed about it. I got to shit. Fuck you.
Well, this guy, yeah. So he's sitting there, and he had to have ripped ass. Had to have. That's why I texted Jeff, and I went, I want to fucking kill him. Can't stand it. There's nothing. I have no idea how this staple stays in business, by the way. Other than old guys making copies.
That's the one down the road from you there.
Yeah, yeah. I have no idea what they're fucking doing to stay open. No clue how they stay open. Because there's people standing around on their phones from lack of work to do all the time. And the 22-year-old girl, cute as a button, working the fucking print station, the business cards and posters and all that nonsense. Yeah. Every old guy in the county's coming up there and asking for stuff. They don't have a file for it, though. They want you to print something. They don't have a file for it. So how you got to, because they're old. They don't fucking know. I've had it. So anyway, so this dopey cocksucker, finally wraps up and he's getting his act together. And I kind of muscle my way in. I go, boss, you finished up? And he goes, yeah. I was like, okay, good. So I kind of muscle my way in.
Get the fuck out of the way.
Plug in my, and I turn to the really attractive gal who's waiting behind me. And I go, I'll be as fast as I can. Plug in the USB and I find the file. You got to pre-authorize your card and blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
And it won't read the file. It won't open the file to do it.
Just a fucking PDF, right?
Yep. So I eject back out of that. And I go to the girl. I go, I had to email it in. So you go ahead. She gets up and prints her stuff out. You can send it to an email address, and then what they do is they send you back a code to type into the machine to print your file out. That worked fine.
Wow.
And that's what I'm going to do from now on.
Yeah, that's...
But I was sitting there thinking, I have to hold on to that spirit for the rest of my life, to always technologically try to find the answer and not be like the guy that walked up and wanted 100 business cards but didn't have a file for the girl, didn't know what they were going to say. And, I do not want to be that guy.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Right?
I won't be that guy.
So I finally got to print it out, but it was, another goddamn hootie-hoo.
Another hootie-hoo?
Fucking hell.
How many pages of news you got there? Six, seven, eight,
six?
Nine?
Six. Printed out a couple pages for myself.
Yeah.
Interviewing for...
Think 10 minutes at home, you're done. But you're too cheap to buy a goddamn fucking printer.
Cheap ain't got nothing to do with it. I spend money like a motherfucker if I have it.
You're too out of work to fucking afford a printer.
There you go. Right on the nose there.
Dude, why don't you just send me the files? I can print them here.
I had some personal stuff in there. It's I'm interviewing for this job tomorrow.
Okay.
And I printed out about a page and a half of stuff to study up on before I talk to him.
Yeah.
So I can sound intelligent about the fucking.
Good luck with that.
I'm look.
Wait till they hear this podcast.
I'm applying for stuff I know I can do. And then I go back and read the job description and go, okay, I'm going to go to Grok and get some fucking notes to cheat and fucking
yeah.
sound smart in the interview.
Get some fucking corporate buzzwords to throw
oh
in there.
My God.
Leverage your fucking synergy with the team.
Nothing makes me want to go on a fucking homicidal rampage faster than corporate speak.
Oh, my God. I fucking hate it.
Oh.
Yeah.
It is the shit.
I've got to leverage our synergy with the team and God, just tap out right there. But as soon as I hear the word,
as soon as I hear
the word leverage, synergy, or team, I'm scrolling on my phone.
Yeah. Hey, team.
Yep.
Oh, fuck off already with your team.
Or when you sign in, you know, I wait. I'm look. The meeting starts at 10 o'clock. I don't log into that Teams meeting until 9:55 because I don't want to participate in the fucking small talk bullshit.
That, boy, that's smart.
Well, everybody in the chat, how's your day going so far? Go fuck yourself. That's how my day's going. I don't care. Nobody cares. Except these corporate fucking dick suckers think that by making a fucking comment in the chat in a fucking meeting is going to somehow get them somewhere in this place.
Well, Jeff, you know they're just trying to be good Germans, you know? You know what happened to the good Germans? They ended up at fucking Nuremberg, pal, okay?
Right.
Be yourself. Don't be a fucking corporate stooge. Okay?
Oh, my God, I hate those so much.
We got to Nuremberg, and the guys were like, oh, we were just following orders.
Just
why they called the Nuremberg defense. We were just doing what we were told.
Yep.
Like any corporate fucking stooge you talk to.
Yep.
They're just doing what they're told. Don't think for yourself.
Yeah.
Just do what the fucking Fuhrer tells you.
This isn't a paramilitary group. It's a fucking, it's just a fucking corporation.
All right.
So.
All right, Timothy McVeigh, relax.
Just following orders. Why don't you follow your fucking conscience for once, you fucking
they don't
statue?
Have a, they don't have a conscience because they're corporate.
Yep.
And look, I'm the whitest white-collar guy you're ever going to fucking meet. I hate the hoi polloi. They can suck my dick. But I also hate fucking corporate. You know, the quarter three and the synergy with the blah, blah, blah. Fuck off, you cunt faggots.
Yep.
Beat it with that nonsense.
Yep.
Gross. It's the grossest. That's probably why I can't get a job, though.
So I've kind of developed a plan.
Oh,
so
man.
You know, I got what six and a half years here until I can step out the fucking retirement door.
You're doing 52 or 62 and a half?
62 and a half, baby. Yeah. I gotta go. I gotta be done.
I just got to 9 years last week of the countdown. Pumped up.
Yep. I've got to be done with this shit. I think in about another year, year and a half, at about that five, when I get to that 5 year mark, or close to that 5 years to go, I think I'm going to start like, you know, working from home like in the mornings and like heading into the office about 10, 11 o'clock.
Love it.
Oh, yeah.
So
why not?
Good. So good.
Why the fuck not?
So good. Oh.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. God, I love that.
I just hope AI don't put me out of a fucking job before I get 62 and a half.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for, too.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That shit's coming.
Dude, everybody tells, don't worry about it. It's AI's not perfect yet. Yeah, I know, but it will be.
Dude,
what do you think this shit's going to be like in 5 years? Look how different it was 5 years ago compared to now.
Well, I got to tell you.
That fucking Moore's Law ain't no fucking, you know, nothing to fucking sneeze at.
Just in terms, boy, I tell you what, no other podcast in America
is going to bring up fucking Moore's
that
Law.
That says fuck as much as we do is dropping Moore's Law on you in the 23rd minute or whatever this is. Fucking beautiful.
We ain't stupid. All right.
Calm down over there. I'm getting dumber every fucking day. Fucking hell. But, yeah, I hit last week I hit 9 years on the countdown clock. It's going to be awesome.
Now, that's 9 years plus. You got to add on the 5 months you've been unemployed, right?
No.
No?
I logged into the Social Security, and I have got enough points.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We got
in the system, yeah. And, you know, 62 and a half, I'm out.
Yep.
Now, it is less money per month than I'm making on unemployment right now, for a fact.
Listen, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to retire from full-time work, and I'll find something.
That's, yeah.
I'm going to find something part-time. Yeah. There is no way that I will be able to fill every single day and keep myself from not fucking going crazy. I'll have to do something.
I got plenty of fucking books to read.
But, you know.
Or reread.
Dude, seriously, I would go greet people at fucking Walmart for half a day. You know, for 20 hours a week or so. Mm. Yeah, fuck it. Why not? Can I see your receipt? No, go fuck yourself. All right. Go ahead. I don't give a shit.
All right.
I just have to say it.
I've said to a couple people in this process of looking for a job, I've said, I'm looking for a last stop.
Yeah.
It's 9 years.
Yep.
And I'll lie and tell them it's going to be 10 or 12, but it's 9.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
That's the truth, Ruth. I'd be very anxious to get back to work.
Yeah.
I check my phone for email about every fucking 3 seconds. God damn it, buddy.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, you got to get that fucking income coming in.
Got to keep the house.
The hoose?
If we get to June 1st and I don't have a job, I'm going to have to start borrowing money from folks. And I really don't want to.
Move in here and sleep under the desk.
And I really don't want to do that. Really don't want to do that. Yeah, I know.
That sucks, man.
Because then you got to pay it back, which I also hate doing.
Yeah.
But, you know, anyways. Hey, what else is going on? See, episode number 948 continues. You cocksucker, get your feet off me.
Fuck yourself.
Well, there's a power strip laying on the floor over here. Is that something I should be alarmed about?
No.
No?
Oh, I think that's supposed to be hung up under your side of the desk there.
Is that right?
Yeah.
It's working great. Let's get to some news. Yeah, all right.
Coming up, handsome boy. Mustachioed man. Whoa. Recaps news.
You know, I underestimate how loud that fucking intro is.
Stay tuned for this and more.
Did that fucking start like right when you clicked
on it? No. What are you, nuts?
Whoa.
No, man.
You're just getting the timing down now.
Yeah, it takes 3 months to fucking load it. If you guys knew how much shit I cut out of here.
An officer with the U.S. Secret Service police facing charges after detectives describe as a disturbing incident that went down inside a...
Do they not write their own... What is she... If they don't... They don't read their stuff ahead of time? How do they not know what they're saying?
So with the U.S. Secret Service police facing charges after detectives describe as a disturbing incident that...
What? Who writes this for you? Do you not, what? How do you?
Fucking AI, probably.
Fucking illiterate news humps. What the? How do you not fucking know any damn thing? Anyway, this is a story about a Secret Service agent who was jerking off in a lobby of a Miami hotel. Or in a hallway, I apologize, but he was jerking his gherkin.
Down inside a Miami hotel.
Authorities say that the off-duty officer was found naked in a hallway, alarming guests.
He was alarming guests.
No shit.
At least.
ABC6's Lena Salzbank has more on the suspect who walked out of jail tonight.
We tried to ask him what he was doing and what his intentions were inside that hotel.
His intentions were to come, lady.
Fucking get one off, lady. What are you, stupid? Maybe clear his fucking head.
I don't know what's going on with the girl I fucked a few months ago.
Yeah.
I have no idea what's going on with this girl. But 11:30 the other night, I got an email from Cash App, okay? It's a request for $1, and the message is, what's your number? And I go, nah.
What?
I have no idea what's going on with this dumb coos. No fucking clue. So I sent her a screen cap today, and I go, hey, was this you? Because if not, someone's got your Cash App, and you should know. I don't even know if this dumb... this dummy.
No response from
her? No, this dumb cunt cares. Jerk off to the memory. That's all you do in that case.
The off-duty officer was found naked in a hallway, alarming guests. NBC6's Lena Salzman
at least
has more on the suspect who walked out of jail tonight.
We tried to ask him what he was doing and what his intentions were inside that hotel, but he didn't have any comments for us as he bonded out of jail.
No kidding.
That's a fair question, actually. I was trying to get a nut.
Yeah, that's a fair question.
In the hallway. And
I'm so glad you asked.
Finally, my side of the story can come out. Have you heard of the orgasm as a thing? Well, I was trying to get one of those.
Yeah.
Nothing like busting a nut in public, huh?
Trying to get a nut.
33-year-old John Andrew Spillman.
33. Can't handle his liquor. What are we doing, John?
Man walked out of jail Tuesday night saying very little.
John, any comments about the accusations?
According to the arrest report, Spillman was arrested after detectives found him naked in a sixth-floor hallway at the Doubletree Hotel off of Northwest 72nd Avenue in Miami.
Doubletree, as we know, is the Spirit Airlines of hotels, apparently. Just getting your fucking floppy cock out, beating your meat in the hallway.
According to the report, hotel security caught Spillman in the hallway with his pants down, allegedly touching himself near a guest. A woman told...
Oh, no, there's touching, and there's what that guy was doing. That guy was beating his meat.
What the fuck?
He was punishing that cock. Touching himself.
Giving it the business.
Detective, she rushed into a room to get away. Business owners nearby say that the situation is deeply concerning, even more so after learning the suspect was an off-duty officer with the Secret Service Police.
Is it really deeply concerning, or is it something you're just going to move on from tomorrow?
No, they got to charge him. I mean, they got to ring him up.
Yeah, good.
You can't
fucking ring him up then.
You can't be jerking your cock in hotel hallways.
I beg to differ.
All right. I think Jeff's got a story he wants to tell, but that's all right. I'm not trying to tell you how to live your life.
I did a lot of traveling for work, you know?
Yeah, you did.
Stayed in a lot of hotels, baby.
He's a traveling man.
Port says the victim had been in the lobby before Spillman followed her up.
Spillman, get it?
Wow.
I'm going to go in the hallway and spill, man.
Get it? Spill, man. Gets done, shakes it off his hands. Hi, Spillman, how you doing?
Shakes it off his hands. Yeah.
Slops it on the wall just fucking dripped paint.
Whack.
Just fucking whack.
Just fucking.
Thwack.
Oh.
Thwack's got to be the best comic word ever invented.
Stairs. She quickly went inside her room while he stayed outside her door, continuing to touch himself.
Touch myself.
Give her the old Aaron Andrews. He fucking walked up to the peephole and fucking jerked his rod.
Oh, you hear it's just
yeah,
it's on the door and somebody peeping in the hole. What is that banging noise?
What is that fucking thumping noise? Where you don't have enough distance between your cockhead and the door, so your fist keeps hitting the fucking door as you're jerking? It's the forward jerk. When you're on your back, it's the back jerk, but like when you're standing up, it's the forward jerk.
Western style jerk.
Yeah, that's right. Thump, 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 thump. What's that fucking noise?
She'll say Spillman
like
was...
Like a fucking dog scratching its ear.
A cat trying to get back in.
Yeah.
Based out of Washington, D.C. and was in South Florida for an assignment that ended just one day before his arrest.
Uh-oh.
Spillman now
Simon.
Faces charges of indecent exposure.
Yeah.
In a statement, the chief of police with the U.S. Secret Service says that this incident is unacceptable, adding it stands in stark contrast to the professionalism and integrity.
I have been in high-speed pursuit of this load. 700 miles.
Expected of its personnel. Officials say Spillman has been placed on administrative leave. For now, reporting at TGK.
Administrative leave, Jeff.
Oh, my. No. No, God, no. Not administrative leave. Does that come with pay?
Insane.
Jonesboro's school director accused of being the ringleader of a makeshift child fight club is going to prison.
Right on.
We have one of these every couple years.
Oh, yeah.
And I got to tell you,
I have
one big question about this coming up.
Mobley has more from our content center tonight.
Ooh, the content center.
Oh, my. Ooh. Wow. Impressive.
Oh. Andrew.
The Craighead County Sheriff's Office began a criminal investigation April last year after a parent reported that her child had been abused at the Delta Institute for the Developing Brain, a school serving autistic children.
Oh, no.
Why is it always retards, is my question.
Because they're easy prey.
Okay, but you can get seven-year-olds to hit themselves, too.
That's true.
Like regulars, yeah. Not just spazzes.
Spazzes.
Get the geeks involved, too, there.
I don't need a classroom full of Sheldon Coopers fucking swinging on each other.
And she wasn't the only parent alleging abuse.
This mom's got a line coming up.
Yeah.
Now, I don't normally listen to the whole story. If I get to the first 30 seconds and I think we can use it, I'll pull it down and kind of go do something else. This woman says something coming up here that whips my ass.
Go to a place and you have autistic children. You expect them to get help. I mean, if he wanted abuse, I could have put him in public school. Okay.
Yeah, because, baby, there ain't no fucking bullying and abuse like a public school education.
Wait, I mean, look, when you're right, you're right.
Oh, fuck yeah, she's not wrong. Yep.
I'm here to tell you, I was sitting at my desk the other night, and she said,
But what's even better is how she got a point in public school.
This chick is fucking distraught.
She's got
now, her. If it were me, I'd be making plans for the money I'm about to fucking win in court.
Give me $700 on the slinky neck over in the corner.
I would love if it was like multi-million-dollar fucking retard fight bets.
Oh. You could have like a championship neck brace they could wear.
One of the earliest breaks in this show's history, when I knew we were onto something,
was it called Retard Fight Club?
Retard Prom.
Oh, the, yeah.
No, well, no. Sorry. Those are separated by a couple of seasons. But it was Retard Fight Club / Retard Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
That break.
Ah, yeah.
Then a couple years later, we had Retard Prom.
Retard Prom, yeah.
And Retard Prom, for a long time, was the break. It was the one.
Yeah, that was the pinnacle.
I remember saying at that point, if there is a hell, we're going for Retard Prom.
Yeah. Wasn't the 8 hours of rape episode.
Well,
no.
That was down the road a bit. But, I mean, we've since topped that by 100-fold.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
On some of these breaks. But yeah, that was the Retard Prom was. And I think, I'll have to seek it out, but I think it holds up still.
Yeah, we might have to give that a listen here one of these days.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know why we're not in the studio for anniversary shows anymore? You know why?
Yeah.
According to an affidavit, unreleased security camera video showed the school's director and founder, Mary Tracy Morrison, not only encouraging a group of students to punch and kick a fellow student, but hitting the child herself numerous times.
Oh, man.
Hey, I got a question. Who is affidavit, and why is everything always according to them?
I would love if some of these fights were just had hundreds of thousands of dollars on the line between like online betting, and like webcam streams, and just like people were just, you know.
Here at BetUS, you can log in and put your money down on your favorite fucking retard.
Ourfights.com.
Tonight's tarred card, we've got
tarred card. Now we ought to buy ourfights.com. We ought to buy that if that's available.
Tarred card.
T- Tonight's
Tarkon. We've got the Slinky Slayer, Lemon.
Slinky Slayer. And in this corner, Superhuman.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop.
Right in the fucking temple.
What's that fucking dummy been up to? Let's see.
I've seen a lot of his videos lately. He's eating like fucking super hot shit.
Yeah,
I wish he'd choke on his own fucking vomit and die.
Those might actually be legit because I know he faked some of that injury stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, you know, the world's hottest chip or whatever. Yeah. He's like throwing up. It's hilarious.
Good. I'm waiting for him to just fucking Bon Scott it right off this fucking planet. Hello.
Hey, Janis Joplin, you want to relax over there?
Take a breath, mama.
Jeff, we can get ourfights.com for $12.99 today.
Our Fights.
Tard card is hilarious.
On tonight's Tard card.
Tonight's Tard card.
Let's get ready to stumble! Are you serious?
We both do it!
No fucking
way! Well, I think that's it. I think the show has finally come full fucking circle. Oh my
god. Both.
God, that's funny. Out of, holy
out of
shit.
Nowhere, unprompted, Jeff and I both went to let's get ready to stumble. And when I thought of it, I thought I was a fucking genius.
Yeah, well. Jesus Christ. Oh my god. Glad you're finally catching up to me there, champ.
Oh, slow down over there. Let's get ready to stumble. Oh, shit.
Let's get ready to gurgle. Let's get ready to stumble.
Fucking crying over here. Oh, shit.
Oh. Let's get ready to stumble. Ma.
Lemon's a night one guy. He's a night one main event guy, Lemon is.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah?
I know what the people want.
Main attraction.
Yeah.
Three school staff can be seen in the video failing to intervene.
Yeah.
They and Morrison were arrested last year.
Yeah, fuck, you can't tamper with it. You're going to lose your fucking
bet. Exactly. If you step in the middle of it while the fight's still going.
It. Yeah, all bets are off, baby.
Yep, you fucked with the integrity of the fight.
Yep.
And charged.
I would love if like each fight had like 3.1 million riding on it from around the world. God, they would fucking entertain me.
With permitting child abuse, Morrison faced 11 counts of that charge, as well as 18 counts of contributing to the delinquency of a minor. Morrison took
one count of being awesome.
Yeah.
Plea deal, however, and received only 30 days in jail and 108 months of probation.
30 days in the hole.
For a.
Well, that's a great song. All white people, too, which you wouldn't think by Humble Pie.
Humble Pie.
30 Days in the Hole.
That is a good tune.
Wow. Oh, shit.
Our People, a public policy advocacy group, has expressed concern after discovering that Morrison's school received over $300,000 in school choice voucher funds from the state during the 2024-25 school year.
Schools that receive voucher funding do not have mandatory reporting requirements from the state. Public schools have to follow federal protections for students with disabilities, but these private schools do not. And that is what is so shocking.
Why don't they have to report on the turds, man? Or the fucking specials.
The specials.
Think about this particular instance. If you believe that private schools want public funding, that they should be able to have accountability systems in place so parents can vet on the front end before they are able to spend taxpayer money. I mean, that's a question that should be asked because right now that those protections are not in place in the state of Arkansas.
State of Arkansas. Say no more.
Arkansas, you say. All right.
Now, this is our Kansas over here. Okay. All right. You're going to have it. Go ahead. Fucking right. Dullards. Oh, yeah.
Never sounded better than the fucking 70s, man. God damn it. I listened to Why Can't I Be Loved by Linda Ronstadt the other night. God.
Well, that's a great fucking
buddy,
song,
you
man.
Fucking tell me.
Mm. I've always liked that, and I like Different Drum when she was with Stone Ponies.
Stone Ponies? Mm. Yeah. It's When Will I Be Loved.
Yeah.
Humbly apologize. Forget it.
Been mistreated. When will I be loved? I've been put down. I've been pushed round. When will I be loved?
You're still the one that make. Boy, has that got the same fuck. Wow. I've never put that together before.
Isn't it about that song by Orleans? Still
You're
the one?
Still the one. I guess it's not quite, but boy, for some reason, my brain just started going to that song.
What you're thinking
wow.
about is the backbeat is what
yeah,
you're thinking
right.
of.
Yeah, right. Yep, that's yeah. yep. You're exactly right. Remember,
white people,
do you remember when we were kids and ABC used that as a hook for
Still the One?
Yeah.
I don't.
Oh, you don't remember that? I've always liked this song.
Yeah, it's a great song. Great song. Yeah, see, it's the same.
Yeah. You're right. It's that backbeat.
White people never sounded better than the fucking 70s, man. For real. What was Orleans' other hit?
Oh, fuck, dude. I couldn't tell you.
They had two hits. Dance With Me. Dance With Me.
Oh.
I want to be your partner. Can't you see? Oh, that's a great song,
That is
too,
a good
though.
Song.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah.
I guess I did not realize this was the Orleans. Goddamn fucking auto-tuning bullshit.
The music is just starting, night is calling, and I am falling, dance with me.
What a fucking... Look, I was barely alive when this came out. I understand. But man, just take me back, man.
Yeah. You don't remember this?
We've been together since way back
Whoa.
When.
Oh, I do not.
And this year.
Yeah, ABC used that for an advertising campaign for a summer
shit.
Or maybe couple seasons.
No, I have no memory of that.
We are still the one you can turn to for a friend. Still the one you can turn to for cheer. Still the one that likes
Oh my God, is this giving me...
Wow.
Holy shit.
No, I have no memory of this.
Yeah, I remember that fucking...
And so they ruined it by making it too white.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, this is... Yeah, this is...
And that's the danger you run into. When you do something like this is you it's like Glee. You just make it a bit too white.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Well, there's some black people right there.
Slow down. They're all drunk.
They're being arrested.
Put your hands behind your back.
No, this was the 70s, dude. They just clubbed them right in the fucking street.
I tell you what, you ain't bullshitting. Yeah, no. Just wait for Al Sharpton to show up. I just read a book about the Bernie Goetz shooting.
Oh, yeah? Well, I bet that was interesting.
Yeah, when the author wasn't moralizing, it wasn't bad. Oh, yeah.
Of course, yeah. This is 6 minutes long, so whatever.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Old Bernie Goetz.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know a lot about that case, which is why I bought the book. I read a review on Reason for it.
Yeah.
And Reason's website, so I ordered it. And there's a lot about that case I didn't know. I assumed he had shot those kids and got arrested right away. He went on the run for 9 days and got in contact with a neighbor and dropped some guns off at her place, da-da-da-da. There's a whole bit of a, you know. But, yeah.
Didn't he get off on that?
He did.
For self-defense?
He did.
Yeah.
He sure did. Because... the best part of the book is one of the guys that gets shot. I can't remember his name, but the best part of the book is the trial for Goetz. This guy comes in, one of these black kids, and he's just not having any part of your process. And he's letting you know he's not going to talk to you and the whole gimmick.
Yeah.
He's not telling you anything. And the way this guy, he's, Elliot Williams is his name. I think he's a legal guy over at CNN, I think.
Okay.
It's called Five Bullets. The book is called Five Bullets. But the way this cat lays it out, like this guy was not having any of your fucking court nonsense trying to help his case against Bernie Goetz.
Yeah.
None of it.
Huh.
And it's the best chapter in the book because I'm like, buddy, all you got to do is sit there for an hour and answer some questions about how the guy attacked you or whatever and couldn't do it.
Couldn't
he just
do
was
it.
Not, nope. He just
not
was gonna not
going to
help out.
Participate in your system.
Nope. Sure wasn't.
All right. Well.
But if you can get past the moralizing, it's not a bad book.
Hmm.
But anyway, enough of that nonsense. This is why our shows take forever to fucking record, by the way, and edit. Let's see what's next. Oh, this is great. This one's got a video element. Douglas, if you don't mind, we can. This guy is setting a record for setting himself on fire and pulling a car with his cock. And I've got a video of it.
All right.
Let's see here.
Let's see what we got here. Does he say whoop whoop before he starts?
You know, John Stevenson, 50.
What?
Hauled a 2-ton French police car 131 feet.
What?
On a residential street using his manhood after being set ablaze. And I've got a video for you.
Oh, baby.
Go to at TGO Radio on the Twitter machine, and you too can see this piece of genius. Hang on here.
Yes, start recording.
I don't know why.
Do you use a green screen?
I don't know why the video app won't play the fucking videos, but it will play the audio. And then the other app won't play the audio right, but it will play the fucking videos.
Well, because that was for audio. You know,
yeah, I
you
guess.
You not figured this out yet?
I guess. Huh? Excuse my fucking ignorance here.
Fucking retard.
I know.
I'm going to get you into a fight club.
There they are, setting him on fire.
Mayo.
No, not yet.
Well, you know, that's not fair, man. If you're on fire, you're going to move. I mean, you're going
to... I mean, he's pulling it. Oh, man.
Got steering wheels on the wrong side.
The problem they're having is the fire won't stay lit, so they got to keep lighting him up.
Game out.
Needs more gas.
Oh my god.
It's gonna go out again.
He's fucking pulling it with his.
He's pulling it with his dick. Old lady. trying to get a fucking crotch shot. Well, it's like done at the neighborhood block party or something, part of the entertainment package.
Look.
Literally.
Look.
I get it.
Oh, boy. Woo-hoo.
That cop car came with a fucking hell of an entertainment package, you know what I'm saying?
Put the package back in the entertainment package.
Yeah, he put the package back in entertainment, didn't he?
We heard you. Holy shit. He completed the bizarre challenge in Halifax, West Yorkshire, England on Thursday, April 30th, Jeff.
That explains a lot.
As baffled residents watched on. Well, listen, if I'm going to tow something with my cock, I'm going to fucking have the neighbors out to watch.
Well, fuck yeah. You got to have witnesses.
You have to let the neighbors know, or else you're going to have to go door to door and introduce yourself.
Hey.
On the back end.
Cock towing at 2 o'clock this afternoon.
Ah, cocktowing. Oh, boy.
I'm not cocktowing to nobody. I'm sorry, that's kowtow. Never mind.
I like your way better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cocktowing, how can we help? Can we pull you out of a jam?
You know the difference between jam and jelly, don't you? You can't jelly your cock into a girl's mouth.
I beg to differ.
Well, that joke, by the way, celebrating his 40th anniversary in the entertainment industry. He was raising awareness for men's health issues, Jeff.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've pulled a car with my testicles before, and I've pulled a car on fire with his balls. Well, he's 50, so they're bouncing off his inseam at that point.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair.
They just tied his balls to the bumper.
Yeah, he did a shank knot and fucking.
Shanks.
Shanks for the memories. I'm killing Jeff today. Hey.
Tied a balloon knot with his testicles.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Shank knot. I couldn't name another knot if you gave me $1,000 right now.
Slip.
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy. How much time have we been
farting around? I don't know, 21 years?
And I have a feel a good story of the week this week. I know you had to love these. Coral Gables, Florida. Hundreds of local dogs in Coral Gables, Florida, set a Guinness World Record for the world's largest dog pool party, buddy. This story fucking rules. Get that over so you can see.
Oh, shit.
Another
more
video element, Douglas, all if right. You don't mind. Thank you very much.
All right. It's hot out, and what a better.
We really do need a big fucking screen right there.
Yeah, we do. I'll have to work on that.
Way to cool down than hanging by the pool, and these pups plan to do just that.
What?
And more.
They have. You know what I'm saying?
Fucking cunts. Just read the news.
Buddy, this is 3.5 minutes of feeling good, Dad. This is your morning show. Okay, this is not, you know.
Okay, they've got that fur coat, so they need to cool off. We have local tents. Isabella Martin live in Coral Gables, where an attempt to setting a Guinness World Record is underway. Isabella, what a cutie you have right there.
I know. This is Cooper. I feel honored to be holding him. He's one of the many dogs that are helping set this Guinness Book of World.
Fucking dumb dogs with their bandanas. I love everything happening here, by the way. They got pools. They got dogs. They got the big fucking tunnels for them to run through.
Oh, yeah.
Nondescript brown woman. I'm all over this.
Records of the largest pool party here in Coral Gables. And then look at this is his brother, Rupert, right over here.
No, Cooper and Rupert.
Oh, your good boy.
Fucking owner should be shot.
Oh, your good boy.
So cute. And I'm also joined by Carrie. So she helped throw this event. First, before we get into everything,
what's Marjorie
what
Taylor Greene doing now with fucking dogs?
Fucking Timo Marjorie Taylor Greene. Actually, Marjorie Taylor Greene is the Timo Marjorie Taylor Greene. This chick is like the, you know, like the.
She's like the fucking Wish version.
Here. So we are here today at Chewy Summer Social at Chewy Bark Park in
Coral
Gables.
She has two different fucking eyes. Literally two fucking different eyes. Not just like, one's a little smaller. I mean, one is fucking, that's from another human being. What the fuck is wrong with her face? She's ruining this fucking feel-good dog story.
I'd do it.
Her fucking eyebrows fucking crawling all over her face. Look like they're getting ready to fucking form a chrysalis and fly away.
This motherfucker said form a chrysalis. Again, what other dirty joke podcast?
You're going to have Moore's Law.
You're going to have Moore's Law chrysalis. And chrysalis. What the fuck?
The fuck? We're not stupid here.
Let's also play the greatest hits of Orleans and fucking Humble Pie. Who else is doing it? No one, America.
The largest dog pool party, and we're going for a Guinness World Record.
And so let's take a look at all of the dogs that are enjoying their time in the pool. I think Cooper needs to get in there and cool off real quick.
Those little fuckers go, man.
Look at that.
Plus, what inspired this idea?
I love it.
Oh, God, please tell me they got one taking a shit in one of the pools.
They all got dumb bandanas on. They're just hopping through pools.
Fucking just pool hopping.
It's the greatest story of all time.
So at Chewy, we're always
say Chewy again, you corporate stooge. Fucking hell.
Oh, sorry.
Chewy, is that you?
Making life better with pets.
Everyone's
got a hat. Oh, I'm loving every second of this.
Looks like he's ready to go for a fucking 50-mile bike ride with that hat.
He is going to fucking save the Ark of the Covenant and then go to your pool party.
What could be the best way to kick off summer?
Shut up.
And that is with a dog pool party. And then we thought, let's make it more epic and let's make history with a Guinness World Record of the largest dog pool party.
That's that, Mike.
And we have lots of other fun activities here.
Sniff that ass. That a boy. Get in there and sniff that fucking dumper.
Yeah.
Refreshment.
Oh, I know you.
Fucking dog ass might be the bee's knees, man, because
they spend a lot of time there.
Oh.
Dogs and their humans. Lots of games and prizes, too.
Maybe we should, TGO Radio could start this. When we approach somebody, first thing we got to do is turn around and put our nose right in their fucking dumper. Anybody.
That's how I fuck me. Every time I saw her, I remember walking behind her in a hallway one time. And just out of nowhere, I said to her, "You've got three of the five greatest asses I've ever fucking seen." Just like out of nowhere. It was straight up sexual harassment. As an old man, I couldn't fucking contain myself. It was beyond the pale. Quite disgusting, frankly. But eventually I fucked her, so go fuck yourself, America.
There you go.
So exciting.
Lefty trash.
And if you take a look right over there, I'm going to have my photographer Jasmine show you. There's that man in the suit. That is the guy from Guinness Book of World Records. He is marking each dog that's here. So how many dogs?
He's peeing on them. He's marking them.
It's nice to see Michael Bolton finally got some work. Working for Guinness now, certified stupid records.
Need here to make this a record.
So we are setting the record here today, and we are hoping for hundreds of dogs. So we're feeling really good. There's been a lot of community.
I love everything happening here. These dogs are having the best time ever.
Excitement around this event. And I think we have dozens here already. They were here right when the gate opened.
And I know that you said Chewy Dog Park just opened. What better way to kick off one of the openings?
Don't drink it, you mongrel idiot.
Who's the corporate sponsor for this? I'm having trouble.
You know, I don't know that we'll ever know.
Yeah.
You know, that's just it. They're so hush-hush about it.
Of this park, then setting a world record and a pool party. What else do you guys here have?
That dog right there is the coolest fucker of all time, man. Yep. He's got a ball cap on and a fucking little gay little scarf or whatever they are.
Here for all the dogs that have
come out.
That ball
cap on looks like he's about ready to go sing. About ready to sing Cotton Amash. Didn't Joey always wear a fucking hat like that?
He's going to get Chuck D on stage for Bring the Noise.
Yeah, so number one, you can see a lot of our dogs already enjoying
it. He's a good boy.
The pool party and pool party bandanas. So every dog that comes out here gets one of those. We have lots of other fun toys and prizes. We're showing off our new Frisco summer collection that just dropped.
Thank Christ that just dropped. Woo. I can sleep.
I ate at Hardee's the other day and dropped a fucking Frisco about an hour after that.
Did you eat at Hardee's for real?
No, I haven't ate at Hardee's in a long time.
There's one in your town.
Yeah, we are.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's a really adorable toy.
Is it the only one left in the fucking universe?
Could be.
Postal toys, apparel, accessories, everything you need for summer. So they can also get a first look at that, too.
I love it. Just such a good vibe here. All the music's playing. The dogs are in the pool.
I get a vibe when I talk to you.
So for those who want to come out here and bring their dogs, if they want their dog to be famous and help set the...
Nice little tits on her, too. I like this blonde girl. I've done a lot worse, buddy.
This world record. How long are you going to be out here for?
We will be here till 1, and every dog counts to set this record. So please come on out. Bring your dog. Bring your dog's friends.
I hear they got to redistrict Florida to include all the dogs.
We're having a splashing good time.
Oh!
Because it's a pool party,
Brian. Did you get it?
Yeah, I figured that one out. Clever.
You are a smart motherfucker.
I am.
Hey, thank you so much, Carrie. And I think I wish that there was a human pool because I'm so hot. I'm so jealous of these dogs that are splashing around in these pools.
Isabella reporting live.
Cunt.
Jeff, you wish there was a human pool there? Because... Yay, dogs.
Yay.
Sophie is 12 years old today, my cat Sophie.
Jesus Christ, wow.
Yeah.
Man.
She was 5 when I got her.
God, you've had her that long now?
7 years.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Oh, I do have one more story, but I don't know if we want to do it. We've already been recording for an hour and 10 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but the guy that walked onto the tarmac. Runway in Denver.
And got sucked into the engine.
See the video of that? The guy gets sucked in.
All I need to know is he got sucked in. Good. Don't walk on the fucking tarmac where the jets are taking off. You got what you fucking deserved.
I got a security video, though, of him walking across.
Oh, let's see.
You
want to
see that?
Yeah.
Let's see. Doug is going crazy today with the fucking video elements. He's
fucking Doug,
man. You know what to do with himself.
You want to take him off the marquee.
When did I say what? Now, wait a minute. I didn't say anything about taking Doug off of it.
You said, fuck Doug.
No,
he did, Doug.
Now, wait a minute.
He did.
No.
Yes. I'll show you the goddamn fucking text.
You better find it because I didn't say fuck. Oh, I did say fuck
Doug.
Yeah,
you did.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, you did.
I did. Only to make our names bigger. Duh. I mean, come on.
I did. Ours were bigger. His was smaller.
No, but if we take his name off there, ours could be bigger still.
Oh, well, that's
true. You got to do that.
Sorry, Doug. You're out.
You're out, Doug.
Oh, fuck yourself.
Beat it, stupid. Your fucking 18 years. Kick rocks. Yeah, there's the guy walking across the runway there. And here comes.
Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, gone. Fucking
he
gone.
Just vanished.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Hey, want to see me do a magic trick?
Well, there's audio of the fucking...
I think I've heard some of the audio from the pilots.
There's limbs on the runway.
Okay, I had not heard that.
All right. We'll fucking... We'll do the story.
Oh.
This dramatic video appearing to capture the moment a Frontier Airlines flight hit a trespasser on the runway as it was about to take off for Los Angeles.
I heard like a loud boom. People started screaming.
The collision happening last night just after 11 p.m. Frontier Flight 4345 was on the runway at Denver International in the process of taking off when, according to the airport, a pedestrian jumped the perimeter fence and was hit just 2 minutes later while crossing the runway.
Good.
Good, stupid. Well, they've since, and I got a rundown on this guy, but they've since told you he's been arrested dozens of times and da-da-da-da. Let's see here.
So justice was meted out then?
That's correct.
Yeah. Human race is better off.
Yes.
Good. Some people know they're a problem and to take care of it.
Suicide by cop has never made it makes so much sense to me. Because you know you're a waste of fucking society. And
yep.
Let me see here. Michael Mott ruled a suicide by the Denver Medical Examiner.
That's a hell of a way to go.
Mm-hmm. Lengthy criminal history across Colorado counties, including multiple arrests for violent crimes, burglary, trespassing, and other offenses. Court records also show he had been ruled mentally incompetent to stand trial on several occasions, including as recently as 2025.
Interesting.
Sounds like society was done a favor.
Yep.
Too bad he probably already has 12 fucking kids by...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. By fucking 10 women.
We just hit somebody. We have an engine fire.
According to the airline, smoke was reported in the cabin, and the pilots aborted takeoff.
There's some smoke.
Smoke was reported.
There does
smoke on the tarmac. Body parts in the sky.
The human remains on the runway.
Pilots.
Oh, man.
I'm looking over Stranger Rover.
Oh, boo.
The human remains on the runway.
Pilots deploying emergency slides to evacuate the plane.
Stay loaded up.
Videos from on board showing the chaotic.
Listen, listen. On your way out of the plane, please be sure not to trip over the arms or the legs.
Yes. Any limbs or any fingers limbs you find are yours to keep.
Spirit Airlines, or I'm sorry, not Spirit. Would have been great if that would have been like their last flight or something.
Frontier, the new Spirit.
Yeah.
Passengers sliding down.
People were just crying and grabbing on their loved ones and hugging their loved ones.
Why? The Airbus A321.
Yeah, I don't know why either.
And it was carrying 224 passengers and seven crew members.
for a minute.
Well, it was carrying a 225 briefly.
Briefly.
Very briefly.
12 people reporting minor injuries and 5 people.
Ah, sorry. Epstein injuries. They were reporting
Epstein
injuries. Please.
12 people reporting minor injuries and 5 people were transported to local hospital.
They were reporting Epstein injuries. It's me, Jesse Epstein.
I was a kid toucher, a pimp.
I was a baby oil dispenser at the Diddy Freak-Offs. I was on the inside.
Literally.
So childish. Get a shoehorn Jesse in there, but God damn it. I love doing that impression.
It's unclear how this person made it through, but this is what the perimeter looks like. A fence.
I mean, your Swiss cheese perimeter, maybe? Somebody got in there? It's a gate and barbed wire a foot apart from each other.
Lady, go to Lowe's sometime. Go to the bolt cutter section. It's not fucking hard.
It's with barbed wire and still more than half.
They could have checked the body for barbed wire injuries,
half a mile away from the nearest runway.
To have them walk out onto a runway, it's exceedingly rare.
Exceedingly rare, in my opinion. It's exceedingly rare, which points to conspiracies.
It's a conspiracy.
Mind control. Thermite engines.
Happens in some countries more frequently, but not here in the U.S.
Doesn't happen in the USA.
Well,
not here.
20, a man managed to walk on the wing of a passenger jet. And in 2024, Whoa! Authorities found a passenger dead inside.
Man in the fucking 30s, that was a fucking hip, cool thing to do.
It was.
Wing walkers, baby.
Yeah. It was after the First World War. They're climbing all over those fucking things in the sky.
We're going wing walking today. Yes. Fire up the biplane. We're going wing walking.
My ears will be bleeding at that altitude.
30 feet?
Yes. 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 Well, it could be as high as 400 feet.
400 feet in that biplane.
Oh, my stars.
We're touching the firmament now.
We're touching the face of God at 450 feet.
After this wing walking, we'll do some barnstorming.
Barnstorming. Yes. Well.
In our Wright Brothers flying machine.
Yes, we'll put some turrets on this. We'll take out the Kaiser. Yes. Well, Mrs. Old-Timey Guy is worried, but I said, hey, listen, you.
Listen, you.
Listen, you. So mind your P's and Q's. Boil me a steak.
Ha, 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 ha,
By way of the old the recipe for that. I remember that drink. The first time we did Old Timey Guy, it was a drink. It was...
Oh, the embalming fluid, yeah, cherry was, juice, and...
Cherry juice, embalming fluid, and kerosene.
Kerosene. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, they cut it with kerosene. Help with the taste. Yes. We'll take out the Kaiser. I fucking love the idea that we were flying 8 minutes ago, yeah, and now we're fucking killing cats with these planes,
yeah,
with these fucking paper mache planes. Holy shit.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Man, this song fucking cooks, man. Yes. All right. For fuck's sake.
A plane engine in Salt Lake City after he breached an emergency exit onto the airfield. While the remaining passengers finally made it to LAX on a new Frontier flight, tonight the affected runway now back in operation as Transportation Secretary Duffy warns no...
and thoroughly disinfected for your flying pleasure.
Putting cow catchers on the front of these fucking planes. I don't know why they call them cow catchers. They don't catch shit.
No.
When should...
She call it a cow scatterer.
You ain't bullshit. Gotta keep the steam engine safe.
Ever trespass on an airport.
I mean, it's just bonkers. I don't know why anybody would actually do that.
Okay. You know...
Oh, hang on. I have another call. Thank you for calling customer support.
I meant to cut that out because he wasn't involved.
Oh.
You know that guy that shot up the... White House Correspondents' Dinner a few weeks ago?
Yeah.
He took a train. He took two trains from the left coast to Chicago and then Chicago to D.C.
Okay.
And the left is obsessed with trains like fucking autistic kids. What are they? They're all about trains for some reason. This cocksucker could have got on a plane and got there in 2 seconds. But he fucking took 3 days to go by a train or whatever it was.
Hmm.
Dopey bastard. God damn. You committed to your fucking gimmick or not?
And Liz Kreutz joins live from Denver International Airport. Liz, any updates on the injured passengers?
Yeah, Jose. Officials say that four of
the
five...
No way, Jose.
Jose, can you see? The Ronda Rousey and Gina Carano fights this weekend, buddy.
I thought they already did that.
No, it's a Saturday.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
Jergens lotion and paper towels already?
Pants at paper towels. I'm going to have to have a real towel. That's going to be some spillage. Oh, yeah. Pants at half mast?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right on. There you go.
Mm.
Could not care less about that fight.
It's not for you, buddy. It's for daddy over here.
All right.
Passengers hospitalized have been released. We don't know the condition of that fifth person. Authorities have also not released the identity of that trespasser or...
Hey, he's dead. Michael Mott was his name. It sounds like the gene pool was done a favor.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
So I'm good, man.
Cooked his ass right in that jet fucking engine, huh?
Big old jet engine. It's good stuff.
Yeah, good. Fuck that idiot.
Yeah, good. Dummy.
Yeah.
We have limbs on the...
we have human remains.
We have one arm flipping us the bird. Oh, that's not very nice. In the end, that's not very nice at all. Oh,
yeah.
Hey.
Flight 456, this is the tower. Change your heading to...
Did you smashing mode? Man, it is 5:05, Dad.
5:05, 5:06.
Cubbies at Braves at 7:15.
Yeah.
Game two of three.
So the Cubbies won 10 early on, lost three, then won 10 again here recently, and now have dropped three. So it's time to start winning 10 again.
That's what they were saying last night.
So be prepared.
Two different 10-game winning streaks.
Yeah, yep. That's got to come alive for the Cubbies.
You know, interesting to no one but us, and probably not even you, but the Braves wins against the Dodgers and then the win last night against the Cubs. In all three of those games, they had one inning where they just went nuts.
Yeah.
And then kind of coasted.
Hmm.
So that's what happened last night.
They had the fourth inning or whatever. Just exploded.
Yeah.
Man.
Cubs had one hit.
Yeah. One home. That was that one home run by Bregman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He got a couple hits last night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's turning out to be all right, I think.
Is he?
Good third baseman.
Yeah. Good.
Yep.
All right. Well, I think we're going to get out of here early at 5:07.
Right on, Daddy-O.
And we're going to take this opportunity to say goodnight. We'll see you next week. This has been TGO Radio.
This is TGO Radio in New York. This concludes our program schedule for the day. Portions of the preceding broadcast day were pre-recorded. For the best in podcast entertainment, stay with TGO Radio in New York. We'll return to the air next week with more of your favorite programs. This is Wayne Howell wishing you a good night on behalf of TGO Radio. And now, our national anthem.